Disinfection. Disinfection is the process by which many or all pathogenic microorganisms, except bacterial spores, are eliminated on inanimate objects. Disinfection processes involve liquid chemicals or wet pasteurization. Depending on the method of disinfection and the solution used, a number of factors may affect its efficacy, including the following, as identified by the CDC, whether the instruments were properly cleaned beforehand. How much organic/inorganic material, contamination, remains after cleaning. Whether the correct concentrations, temperatures, exposure times, and solution pH are used. The physical nature of the object, that is presence or absence of hard-to-reach crevices. Whether biofilms are present. Key point. Some products are designed to both clean and disinfect in one step. HCP must follow the manufacturer's IFU for product application and contact time when using such products. Disinfection is not sporicidal. That is, it does not destroy bacterial spores on surfaces. That said, the CDC reports in its guideline for disinfection and sterilization in healthcare facilities that some disinfectants will kill spores if surfaces receive prolonged exposure to certain chemical sterilants, 3 to 12 hours, though this depends on the level of contamination. Many of the potential issues that arise from these factors may be avoided or mitigated by ensuring that all staff working with disinfecting chemicals are educated on their proper use, per IFU. Key point, it is important to remember that, when dealing with a large amount of blood or other bodily fluid, surfaces must always be cleaned first and then disinfected. Residual organic matter, such as blood or other bodily fluids, can inactivate disinfecting agents. While disinfectants kill specific types of organisms, they do not produce sterility, no matter how strong the solution is or how frequently they are used. When cleaning non-critical equipment and surfaces, bleach solutions should be used only in accordance with IFU and in situations where it will not cause damage. If non-critical items and surfaces are contaminated with blood or other bodily fluids, they should be cleaned and disinfected using Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, approved products with an HIV or HBV label claim. For large blood spills, the CDC has reported that a 1:10 solution of EPA-registered hypochlorite solution inactivates bloodborne viruses and can minimize the risk of infection to HCP during cleanup. Contact time. Contact time, also known as wet time or dwell time, is the stated amount of time a disinfectant needs in order to be effective against microorganisms. This information can be found on the product label. Staff in healthcare settings must follow all applicable label instructions for approved products. However, there are still other important considerations that staff must understand. The CDC's Guideline for Disinfection and Sterilization in Healthcare Facilities notes that a contact time of at least 1 minute is sufficient for low-level disinfection of non-critical items and environmental surfaces. Some products, however, recommend contact times of up to 10 minutes, but this would require multiple, impractical reapplications of the disinfectant. Most solutions, especially water-based ones, dry in 1 to 2 minutes. For this reason, IPs should select the product with the lowest recommended contact time whenever possible. The IP should include contact time information and challenges in all staff education, training, and guidance. Biofilms. Certain microorganisms may be protected from disinfectants due to biofilms, a thick mass of cells and extracellular materials that can form on surfaces immersed in liquids and produce a continuous source of contamination. Bacteria found in biofilms can be up to 1,000 times more resistant to antimicrobials than when found in suspension. Biofilms may form in contact lenses, pacemakers, urinary catheters, endoscopes, and many other medical devices found in healthcare facilities. They may also form in showers, baths, whirlpools, and sinks if not cleaned properly. Biofilms found in channels, grooves, or hinges of devices are especially difficult to remove. Bacteria and fungi, including species of Candida, protected by biofilms have been associated with an ever-growing list of infections, and they pose a serious risk to immunocompromised individuals. Thus, biofilms must be considered when developing cleaning and disinfection policies. No enzymatic detergents have been registered or cleared for the degradation of biofilms, but studies are ongoing. To date, chlorine and monochloramines are the most effective disinfectants for inactivation of biofilm bacteria. The best way to prevent the formation of biofilms is to promptly clean and disinfect devices, per IFU. High-level disinfection and sterilization are the most effective. Levels of disinfection. Disinfection can be further categorized as high-level, intermediate, and low-level. The level of disinfection called for typically depends on the item's Spalding classification. Exhibit 5-3 offers a comparison of the three levels of disinfection. Exhibit 5-3. Methods for disinfection of patient care items and environmental surfaces. Types of disinfecting agents. The CDC's Guideline for Disinfection and Sterilization in Healthcare Facilities identifies 11 types of disinfecting agents, each with distinct properties and applications. Exhibit 5-4 compares the different types of disinfectants. Exhibit 5-4. Types of disinfecting agents. Mark McInnes, Disinfectant Pros and Cons, Hydrogen Peroxide versus Quetz Cleaning and Maintenance Management, May 6, 2019, comonline.com/articles/disinfectant-pros-and-cons hydrogen peroxide versus Quetz. It is important to note that disinfectants are not interchangeable, ensuring that the correct agent is used in the correct amount, solution, or volume will avoid unnecessary costs and also protect the user and patients additionally. Some machines are sensitive to certain methods of disinfection, such as heat or alcohol, which requires an alternative disinfectant to be utilized, for example, for heat-sensitive equipment, ETO, hydrogen peroxide gas plasma, ozone, vaporized hydrogen peroxide, or liquid chemical sterilants may be utilized instead. Facilities should use only EPA-approved, hospital-grade disinfectants. The IP should familiarize themselves with the different types of disinfecting agents as well as when and where they are best used. The IP should also educate themselves and staff on the correct PPE to wear and the necessary precautions to take when preparing and handling disinfecting chemicals and solutions. In consultation with the EVS staff, the IP must establish appropriate schedules and procedures for disinfecting different surfaces and instruments. Factors affecting manual disinfection. Factors that affect the manual disinfection process can be broadly classified into two categories: product-related issues and process-related issues. Product-related considerations include differing efficacies of disinfectants against organisms, with many products having no activity against spores; varying disinfectant contact times based on chemical ingredients and organism type; decrease in the ability of a disinfectant to work on environmental surfaces in the presence of organic material, similar to the decreased effectiveness of high-level disinfectants on poorly cleaned endoscopes; concerns about organisms developing resistance to disinfectants similar to antimicrobial resistance due to mutations or the incorporation of genetic material into the organism. Process-related considerations include factors that affect disinfection applications, such as methods for distribution of the disinfectant, microfiber versus rags, and assurance of contact time; variations in formulation, dilution of disinfectants from a concentrate bottle by environmental management staff; number of rooms in which the same solution can be used prior to changing; how often the disinfectant containing bucket is cleaned; the time allotted for disinfection and distribution of cleaning duties between environmental management staff and other facility employees, such as nurses. Healthcare facilities may choose several disinfectants for reasons other than disinfection properties. There may be environmental considerations or regulations, material compatibility with existing healthcare equipment, and serious hazards classification with exposure to eyes, skin, and inhalation. Some effective disinfectants may not adequately remove greasy or organic material. Furthermore, certain disinfectant wipes may leave an undesirable white residue over specialized equipment surfaces such as touchscreens, and repeated use may damage equipment and void manufacturer warranties. Key points of manual disinfection. Always use HLDs in a well-ventilated area, if not in an AR, automated endoscope reprocessor, and keep them covered unless putting in or taking out instruments. Always use a timer and a thermometer. Time starts when the last item goes in. Items can't be added unless the timer is reset to full soak time. The thermometer ensures that the HLD solution is at the appropriate temperature as indicated in the IFU. Follow the IFU for soak time, temperature, activation, expiration date, and shelf life once opened. Submerge all items to ensure that all surfaces are in contact with the HLD solution. Items that float, like syringes, will not be disinfected. Do not place a heavier item on top to submerge another item. Channels must be filled with HLD solution. Soak the scope brushes with a scope unless disposable. If they are disposable, discard. Be careful not to spill. Cleanup procedure and spill kit should be available. Cleanup per label or safety data sheet, SDS, instructions. Eyewash station and SDS must be available. Do not use HLD solutions to clean the environment. Ensure that all required documentation related to the disinfection process are completed. Product selection. When selecting disinfectants or cleaning products, the IP should consider their ease of use, efficacy, acceptability, safety, and cost. IPs should have a thorough knowledge of the cleaning and disinfecting products used in their facility. The active ingredient, S, qualities, purpose, methods of use, effectiveness, and how to contact the manufacturer should questions arise. This knowledge can inform the IP's involvement in product review and selection processes. It is not guaranteed, however, that the IP will have an active role in these processes, as they can vary depending on the facility. If the IP is involved in product review and selection, they should offer advice on the cleaning and disinfecting products that best serve the needs and requirements of the facility. For example, they can ensure that broad-spectrum disinfectants are chosen, that is, disinfectants that can eliminate bacteria, viruses, protozoa, fungi, and, in some cases, spores. Even if the IP is not directly involved in product review and selection, it is essential that they educate themselves about all of the products used at their facility. Whether or not the IP participates in the review and selection processes, they should collect and maintain a log of cleaning and disinfecting products used in the facility. This log should include the following information. What products are used? What are the IFU? Which products require in-house preparation? Example, preparing solutions. Under what circumstances are the products being used? Occasion, etc. Who uses the products? Where are the products used? How should the products be stored? What are the manufacturer's contact details? Who is the distributor? With a broad understanding of how, where, and by whom these products are being used, the IP can ensure that HCP and EVS staff have appropriate training and education in their use. The IP should also ensure that anyone who uses cleaning or disinfecting products has access to the appropriate PP, for example, respirators and gloves when using more caustic products. Thorough knowledge of all the cleaning and disinfecting products used can also help the IP to improve other product evaluation activities in the healthcare facility. When evaluating potential equipment purchases, for example, the maintenance and cleaning or disinfection processes should be considered. An IP armed with detailed information about what is feasible for the facility can offer guidance that will result in better purchasing decisions. Similarly, if a new device requires a new cleaning or disinfecting agent, one which has never been used at the healthcare facility, staff must be properly trained in its use. The IP should engage with staff during regular auditing to ensure quality compliance and that proper procedures are followed. Key point: staff must follow the IFU when using any cleaning or disinfecting product. Doing so protects patients, staff, and the facility.